The Our Father is a prayer that Jesus commanded us to pray. Who here knows how to pray the Our Father? Good. Good. It's the most important and beloved Christian prayer of all time, right? The end of that prayer has an important connection with our gospel today. In the Our Father, Jesus taught us, commanded us to say, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Temptation is exactly what the devil did to Jesus in the wilderness. And it's exactly what the Pharisees are trying to do to Jesus today in the gospel. When he says, "Why are you testing me?" Testing and temptation are the same word. The Pharisees are being demonic in their dealings with Jesus. Demonic. Now, the Our Father also then commands us to pray, "Deliver us from evil," which is a pretty strong prayer, because it states that evil is something that we need to be delivered from. And sometimes that means the evil of another that we need to be delivered from, but sometimes it means the evil within ourselves that we need to be delivered from. When today's gospel says, "Knowing their malice," the word for malice, it's the same word used in the Our Father for evil. And that's the same word that's used to describe the devil as the evil one. Sometimes real, actual evil is in us. And sometimes the actual evil one is with us. And we need to be delivered. And in today's gospel, Jesus reveals to us the way to be delivered. Some of you might be thinking, "Man, Father Dan's such a downer. He's always talking about sin, how full of evil we are. Maybe he's projecting himself onto us." Yes, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. But we all are. The evil, and sometimes the evil one, is with me. But we're all sinners. We're all addicts to sin. Choose your addiction, right? And it's not a downer, because that's not our identity. Our identity, as Jesus teaches in today's gospel, is that we bear the radiant, glorious image of God. Our addictions to sin, yeah, that's a bit of a downer. But only if we don't use the remedy or remedies that Jesus gives us. We can be forgiven. We can be healed of our sins. But we have to admit them and own them. Too many of us turn somersaults to show ourselves as good little boys and girls. "I'm not a good little boy. I'm a sinner." But I'm a sinner who goes regularly to confession to experience the beauty of forgiveness and divine healing. Such a healthy way to live. Not trying to trick myself into thinking that sin is not really sin, but just taking advantage of getting rid of the sin that I have. Addicts will never be cured until we own our addictions. To own our addictions is to take the first step on the solid foundation of humility. And that's so refreshing. In the gospel, Jesus has just finished several parables trying to communicate to us God's desire for our hearts. And in response, the Pharisees plot with the Herodians to trap him. They send their disciples, who use beautiful words, in fact, very truthful words, to describe Jesus, all the while preparing to spring their trap. "Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" It's a simple yes or no question. And either answer will upset half the population. So how does Jesus respond? He doesn't say, oh, thank you for your truthful words. That seems to show that at least you're trying to compromise with me. No, he sees their hearts. Jesus knows you and me better than we know ourselves. To these so-called disciples, and to us, right? He knows our malice, our evil. And he challenges us. Why are you testing me, tempting me? How often are we like little kids, testing the boundaries of our parents, but with God? And then Jesus gets very simple and very concrete. Show me the coin. Show me the coin. Let's not stay up here in theory. Show me the coin. Let's look at it, examine it. Here we have the creator of the universe being provoked by evil, asking for a tiny piece of his creation. Let's look at it together. Whose image and inscription is this? Literally, whose icon and inscription? It's Caesar's. Upon examination, it's announced to be the work of Caesar. Okay. Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Caesar's claiming that, give it to him. But then Jesus goes on to say, and repay to God what belongs to God. Human beings can argue and vote and decide about earthly things like paying taxes. Jesus doesn't forbid that, though we should strive to make it just. It's legitimate to argue about those things. But what he does command unequivocally is the necessity to return to God the image or icon that belongs to God. And that's the eternal soul of every human being. Earthly justice will never be just until we fulfill divine justice first. Jesus legitimizes earthly pursuits, but they can never contradict or ever get in the way of the one heavenly pursuit to give back to God our immortal soul that bears the divine image or icon. Jesus doesn't make a fuss about what we pay to Caesar, as long as we know that we ourselves belong to God. And by our very effort of searching, when's the last time you went searching for that image of God within you? By virtue of searching for that image, that icon begins to be revealed. When we go to confession, the icon begins to be untarnished and so revealed. When we receive the Eucharist, that icon grows stronger and clearer. We're delivered from the evil within us when we strive to repay our soul with its icon, marking us as belonging to God and to God alone. That's why Jesus says elsewhere in the gospel, give alms and everything will be made clean for you. Render to God, and the icon within you becomes clean. That's also the spirituality of stewardship, by the way. When we strive to return to God and to his church what belonged to them. The final challenge of this gospel is the line that comes after the end of what we heard today in the gospel. After Jesus' words about repaying to Caesar and repaying to God, the gospel then says, they marveled at his words, and they left him and went away. Jesus reveals to them how to overcome the evil within them. And they walk away. Don't walk away from Jesus. Walk with Jesus. Ask him to walk with you. And offer to him all that belongs to him, including your very soul. So the homework for the week: go to confession to cleanse the image of God in your soul. And offer to him all that belongs to him, including your very soul.